In the wake of the European migrant crisis, the European Union has outlined plans to provide member states with 700 million euros in emergency humanitarian aid. States like Greece in particular are struggling with the inflow of migrants, as thousands remain stranded at the Greece-Macedonian border. Program coordinator for International Red Cross, Don Johnston, returned from the area just a few days ago. He gave Sophie Comer an update on the situation.
It's fairly dire. These people, by the time they arrive to the Idomeni border, they've already been forced to flee their homes. They are midway in a multi-country odyssey where the only things they could take with them is what they could stuff in a duffel bag. They've got their children, their grandmothers, their grandfathers with them. It's wintertime, and they're completely dependent on the kindness of strangers and the ability of both governments and the humanitarian organizations involved to sustain their existence until they can either reach Northern Europe or another solution can be found.
What are the biggest obstacles that the ones in Idomeni are currently facing?
They have very little shelter. They have no livelihoods. It's everything that you would need to survive. There's 10,000 people that are amassed on what was just several months ago farmland. There have been erected small transit camps where 400 or 500 people are seeking refuge from the winter conditions in large warehouse tents. But the need for food, for water, for shelter, for warm clothing, and for basic medical assistance is striking. You know, and by the time they've reached here, they have already come across the Aegean in wintertime, and so often many people already have some sort of upper respiratory infections, and especially the children and the older especially affected.
How have they been treated by the Macedonian police at the moment?
The Macedonians open or close the border based on what is happening on their borders. It's really a domino effect down from Austria and Germany and all the countries along the Balkan migratory route. On the Greek side, there's really no interaction with the Macedonian police. They just, when the border's open, they pass through, and when it's closed, they're forced to wait.
What aid work were you doing at the border?
Person by person, we were handing each family a food parcel. We were escorting their children to our medical clinic and making sure that they were treated. We were giving blanket to families who were cold, people who had become separated from their brothers or sisters or parents. We were trying to reestablish those family links. It was all person-to-person interaction.
Will this emergency aid funding from the European Union make a difference for the better for any of these people?
Oh my goodness. It is striking what a small contribution can do to have an immediate, tangible effect in being able to provide food to these people and be able to put a shelter over their heads and make sure that they have water and medical supplies. It's immediately utilizable, and the results are immediately tangible.
And why might this humanitarian aid from the European Union have been announced now of all times?
What I can say is on a programming side, we to date have not been hampered by a lack of funds. But certainly, if the situation plays out as it looks like it may, with Greece becoming more and more of a holding area for maybe up to 150,000 refugees, as the Minister of Migration, Mozalis, just said, this assistance will be most direly needed.
Program coordinator for the International Red Cross, Don Johnston, ending that report by The Wire's Sophie Comer.